Hey guys, do you like this show? Are you enjoying it? Do you want to make one of your own? Well, let me tell you about Anchor, and Jay, you can help me out. It's so easy. Anchor makes it easy to do a show like this. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that
I love it.
That allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. I love how simple it is to make content nowadays, and Anchor really makes it easy. Now you can even add any song from Spotify straight to your episodes. This is so cool. Possibilities are endless for what you can do and what you can create, whether it's music analysis, your own radio show, sports talk radio.
This is a real opportunity. I feel like the pandemic has kind of in many ways gotten us a little more creative in saying, what do we want to say? And let's move forward with that, even without the pandemic. And Anchor makes that easy for you.
Yeah, or maybe you want to do a show that the world's never heard before.
Right.
Well, get up off your butt and do it. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you as well, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. They're basically making it easy for you to do this thing. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast. What you got to do, it's so easy. Download the Anchor app, go to anchor.fm and get started. It is so easy. We love Anchor. Thank you for letting us do this.
Thank you for sponsoring our show, because again, they understand these guys are in the creativity business and they support other creative things. So we say support them because they support us.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, it's Holly and Greg from Mega the Podcast, a comedy satire set inside a fictional megachurch.
Each week, we're joined by a guest comedian playing a character inside the church.
People like Cecily Strong.
Well, my father was a pastor.
Oh, you're a preacher's
kid.
He was a
Satanist, and he wore a black cape.
Okay, different kind of church. Yep.
Louis Anderson.
Well, I wake up at the crack of dawn, do my prayers.
Awesome.
Very big on prayers. Do my thanks. Do my nails.
Lauren Lapkus.
Is that a purity ring?
Yeah, this is my ring with God. It's a ring that makes a promise to myself that I will literally never do anything sexual until I am ready to procreate.
And many more.
The Guardian just named Mega one of the top 10 comedy podcasts of 2020. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklarbro Country, the virus edition, a.k.a. the Pandy Pods.
A.k.a. one Ran, one Jay.
A.k.a. the pods that are Pandy, one Jason, one Randy.
There you go.
That's how we do it. Guys, we're back. Hope you're doing well. We are barreling towards this amazing live Dumb People Town that we're doing this Saturday, 6:30 p.m., eventbrite.com, Jack Black, Open Mic Eagle.
Only a few tickets left. Get them
right now. We got stories. I want to jump into it right now. At this point in the pandemic, Jay, if you've got a job
still asking you to work,
you should
probably not
be
rock
happy.
The boat. Just be happy. Just get in there. Nor should you rock somebody's body in the boat.
Yeah. I feel like the pandemic has been around for ages.
For years. And while the stock market is falsely telling us the story of the greatest growth in American history,
it's a bubble, y'all.
And behind the bubble is a lot of sadness.
Yep.
Loss of work, joblessness. That is, if we can't approve appropriate government relief in this moment, right?
And tons of it.
And we need tons of it. And so we know there will be a fight against it. We know people, we may not be able to come up with enough relief to stave off the bubble burst.
But we may be able to help a lot of people, and that could help this.
But all of that is to just say that if you have a job right now,
just try and keep it. Don't do anything to not keep it.
Don't, for example, have sex with someone while you're collecting overtime on the job.
Yeah.
Maybe don't do that. Okay.
I mean,
you
can do that another time.
You can do that if you work at a strip club, but not where this guy works. Okay.
And here's your trigger warning. This story does come from the New York Post.
So get ready for some terrible journalism,
awful puns,
attempts to be funny by someone who's not funny. It's like if TMZ became a newspaper,
or it's like if your drunkest friend in his drunkest moment before he pees his pants and falls asleep in a Denny's parking lot decides to write a bunch of articles for the New York Post.
Right. That's what it is. Okay, so if that triggers you, then feel free to fast forward through these weird parts or to shout loudly to cover like the second.
I just want people all over the place to be like, God damn you, New York Post.
That is, or just yell, bad writing. That's bad writing.
Here we go.
Okay. The taxpayers weren't the only ones getting screwed.
No.
Stop, New York
no.
Post. You
Absolutely
sons of bitches.
Not.
God, I hear that annoying TMZ voice of, shut up. Shut up, New York Post. A Metro North worker resigned last month. Do you resign if you're a Metro North worker, or do you just quit? I think you just walk out the door and quit. Get your
There's
last
no,
day. Like making it resign.
What
was like he was like a Supreme Court justice.
What was his resignation press conference like, Jay?
Who knows? What were the letters that he sent out as part of his resignation? Okay.
Oh, God.
He's not Nixon, all right? Just a guy who worked at Metro North. Okay, resigned, and wait till you hear what he did, and you'll be like, this guy did not need a formal resignation.
Okay.
After the MTA's watchdog, is it a dog? I still don't know what it is. I think it was just a video. Caught him having sex with a woman at a rail yard. Romantic.
Yeah.
He's a hopeless romantic. Around Valentine's Day.
If I'm the New York Post, he was trying to rail her yard.
Hey-o. While collecting overtime pay, according to a new report. I love that they added in while collecting
That's
overtime
the thing
pay.
That bugged them the most.
But they thought that was going to get everyone who reads the New York Post up.
I can handle the fact that this guy's banging some
Like, if
woman.
He would have done it during regulation hours, we would have been cool with it, right?
But the fact that he's doing it in overtime and he wants time and a half to give him his time
I'm
and a half.
I'm 1.5 times more angry about it, the fact that it happened during overtime.
Based on the hourly rate.
Or like if he did it before work, we'd be like, good on you, man.
Or good for you.
At work. That's fine. Whatever.
As long as he doesn't do it in overtime.
This might be his coffee break.
His overtime is our time. You cannot do that on our time.
That's taxpayer time right there.
How dare he?
Investigators from the office of MTA Inspector General Carolyn Pocorni.
Pocomi.
It's Pocomi.
Is it? Or
is it Pocorni? Pocorni sounds like it rhymes with horny or like Pokemon. You got to catch them all.
You
got to catch them all.
You got to collect all the General Carolyns if you don't.
Maybe he was trying to collect them, and maybe there was one inside this woman's vagina, and he had to get it out.
Right. She had a Pikachu. He wanted to get in there and
grab
it. He
wanted to slip his Venusaur into her Bulbasaur.
There
but here's the thing. Like, Pocorni does sound like... Got to catch them all.
It's
like
corny porn.
Like, but it sounds like you're trying to catch all the people who are having sex
Pokemon
on the job.
Porn. Yeah, it's Pokemon porn.
Or catch them all means you want to get it laid. Yeah, all right. Whatever. So, okay. I love it. Observe the machinist.
I know what. Now we know why they call him a machinist.
Dude was a lovemaking machinist.
That's right.
25-year veteran. So he's not a youngster.
Yeah,
okay?
He's definitely been on the job long enough to know that you're not supposed to do this, certainly during overtime hours.
He can't walk around and be like, what? What? Nobody said anything about that.
What is this, a new rule that you can't have sex with
an
employee?
I had no idea about that rule. You can't play dumb when you've been doing a job for 25 years.
The truth is, if he does it, and there's video of him doing it in the yard, and it's consensual with the woman.
Right.
And he doesn't ask for the overtime pay. This is a non-story.
Agreed. But he's getting that time and a half. So He was seen bringing an unauthorized woman onto the grounds of Croton Harmon property 3 times last spring, including at least one time that got steamy, according to the report, set to be publicized later Monday.
Unauthorized woman makes her sound so dirty.
It does.
Like unauthorized woman is like an Atlantic Star song from 1984. That is like
authorities can't authorize her.
Secret love, unauthorized woman. That's what you are. Right.
So she doesn't belong there. She's unauthorized.
Authorities cannot justify her being there.
Three
Jay,
times.
Like you
brought
said.
Her there 3 times. On May 16th, OIG Gumshoes observed the man and what is OIG Gumshoes? I don't even know what that is.
They're just investigators.
Observed the man and woman, neither of whom is identified by name in the report. Well, I think she was just identified. She's an unauthorized woman.
She's an unauthorized woman is who she is identified as.
Watch them, quote, kiss and have intimate contact in a railroad storage yard.
Well, that's romantic. Three things happen in a railroad storage yard.
You dump a body.
Four things happen in a railroad storage yard. You dump a body. Kimbo Slice gets into a fight and knocks a guy's eyeball out.
Yes.
You store your rail stuff.
Right.
Or you bang some
woman.
Woman.
There you go.
Wait. Before you say, it can't possibly get more romantic than...
It gets even steamier.
...than hanging and having intimate contact in a railroad storage yard. Behind the open door, this is quote...
Behind the open door is like the name of the porn here.
Hey, behind the open door of the woman's Nissan Pathfinder, according to the document.
He's finding a path right there.
Well, that's just... Is that straight out of a 50 Shades of Grey book? He put her behind the door of a Nissan Pathfinder. It's so romantic. He put an unauthorized woman behind the... He bent over an unauthorized woman behind the door of a path...
Around a Pathfinder.
A Pathfinder. Are we getting in? Nah. We're just going to go behind the open door of your Pathfinder.
No, it's so much more comfortable inside the bed. This guy is He seems like he's not treating her well. Like, that's the reason why he should be busted. She wants to go into the back seat. She wants to be treated like a lady, not an unauthorized woman.
Right.
You treat this woman like an unauthorized lady, not an unauthorized woman. This guy's a machinist. I guess he doesn't care where he does.
He doesn't.
He just wants to touch her intimately and then, you know, do it behind the open
door of a Nissan Pathfinder.
The train yard tryst, of course. God. The New York
Shut
Post.
Up, New York Post.
Which went down a mere 10 to 15 feet from tracks clearly labeled no entry except authorized. Vehicles.
This is an unauthorized woman.
Okay, but is that a sex joke from the New York Post?
No entry.
Says no entry, yeah. But did this guy listen?
Hell no.
He tried to enter. What are you doing, New York Post? We know what you're trying to do. It sucks.
When we do it, it's fine. When you do it, it's wrong.
I love that they think that because it happened so close to the tracks, anyone would care. First was overtime. They're like, a mere 15 feet or yards from the tracks. Like, that's like, going to make it worse.
Like, someone's going to be like, well, where were they having sex? About 20 feet from the tracks. Oh, that's fine.
No,
actually, no, I'm sorry. Actually, it was 15 feet.
Oh, what? No.
No,
they were not our tracks, not taxpayer tracks.
No.
It occurred in the middle of the man's overtime shift and lasted an impressive 77 minutes. Do not put your commentary, New York Post, into this story.
Why is that impressive?
Is that impressive?
I say, you say it's an impressive 77 minutes. I'm saying this guy can't finish.
It's a long time.
GPS, put the train in the station, big man.
GPS from the data from the machinist MTA issued truck shows.
Did
he put the address of her G-spot in there?
Yeah, that's the G.
How is the GPS data? That's the G in GPS. How did that gather that he lasted 77 minutes with this woman? I don't understand.
Was that from the Pathfinder's Garmin? What's happening here?
I don't know. Speaking of Garmin, we're going to tell you what happened in the rest of this story after this break. It's getting hot and steamy in here.
I love it. It's a rail yard. It's overtime. We'll be right back.
I don't know if you guys have been on board with this yet. If you haven't, you got to get on board. The Stereo app. It's free. You download it for free. Follow Randy Sklar or Jason Sklar on that app. Randy and I engage in conversations. Sklarbro Country, the virus edition conversations on Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific time, Wednesday at 3 p.m. on Pacific time. And we get to engage with you guys. It is so much fun. It is unlike any other live performing that we do. It's somewhere between live radio show performance mixed in with a meet and greet that's happening throughout the show. You guys get to ask us questions through voice memos and we directly respond to you. We get to hear your voices for the first time. What have we been craving? We talk about this on the show so much on Sklarbro Country, the virus edition. We are missing community. We are craving that connection and community. We're going to now give you a place to come every week, Monday and Wednesday, to come together as a community and hang. And I think we can get 1,000 people to do this. Randy, tell them how to do it.
I think we can. You can download the free Stereo app in your app store or go to stereo.com/Randy Sklar. Follow me, stereo.com/Jason Sklar. Follow Jay. Whenever we post the link in our social media, just click through it, join that Stereo app, download it. It's free. You're going to see uncensored opinions. That's what you're going to hear. And it's exclusive content. Jay, this is unlike anything we do. And I love it because it is so special. It feels so intimate, us interacting with you guys, the fans. Again, we hear a voicemail from our friend Sarah Dunn in Ireland, and we freak out because we're like, she's listening to the show right now. And then so is TJ Lancaster. And so is Stephen Elton Yates. And so is Huddletron. And so are just so many of you guys.
So is Charlie Shulman.
Charlie Shulman, Tam Brown, all of our fans who listen to the show. We love hearing from you. And it just excites us to no end. So build that community. Download the free Stereo app and do it right now. And I just can't wait to do more of these shows Monday and Wednesday, 3 p.m. West Coast time. We'll see you for the after party.
Hey guys, Randy here. Just wanted to talk to you about the way we shop online. I think we've all been doing it wrong, and I'm so happy about our sponsor because they just showed me how to do it right. You know, we've all seen that promo code field taunt us at checkout, but thanks to the good people at Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. I was wasting a lot of time doing that. Honey is the free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best ones that you can find to fit your cart. Honey supports over
30,000 stores online. They range from sites that have tech, gaming products, to popular fashion brands, even food delivery. Imagine you're shopping for one of your favorite sites. When you check out, the Honey button drops down, and all you have to do is click apply coupons. Wait a few seconds as Honey scours for coupons that it can find for that site. If Honey finds a working coupon, you watch the prices drop. I saved money on, I got pizza, saved like $5 on pizza for my kids, $10 on a pair of jeans for my youngest daughter. Good stuff all the way around. Honey has found it's over 17 million members, over $2 billion in savings. You will not believe how easy this is. It's amazing. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free and installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. Here's what you do. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/sklarbro. That's joinhoney.com/sklarbro. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We mentioned at the top, get your tickets for the live Dumb People Town.
That's right.
That's this Saturday, February 27th, Jack Black, Open Mic Eagle, and that's at 6:30, eventbrite.com. Yep. Also, while you're there, pick up tickets for our, we do a live stand-up show on March 20th. It's going to be so much fun, and then we'll do a little cheap seats at the end.
Live cheap seats. If you miss cheap seats, never before seen cheap seats footage and us making jokes over it, it's going to be a blast. We'd love to see a huge crowd there for that one, so that's March 20th. We'll keep pumping that as time as it gets closer.
And then the stereo. Guys, stereo is so much fun. We do these stereo conversations where you can comment on what we just, on the episode that dropped that day. It'll spark new discussions. And again, that's 3 p.m. on Monday, 3 p.m. Pacific time on Mondays and Wednesdays. We do Dumb People Town 4 p.m. on Tuesdays, and we do Sports Talk Friday at 3 p.m. Follow us on stereo. It's so much fun. Follow Randy, follow Jason, and then you can follow our conversations. All
okay,
right, let's get
this. So when we left, an MTA worker who gave a formal resignation because he had sex with a woman behind the open door of her Nissan Pathfinder.
Only 15 feet from the railway tracks.
And apparently his GPS in his MTA truck
tracked him to this and
that
caused
it cost him. That it took him 77 minutes this tryst.
Did any of that 77 minutes was that time that he held her?
Well, I don't know. And here's the thing. Nobody cares that he did this during his overtime. Right. New York Post wants to make a big deal out of the fact that he used his overtime moment. Nobody cares. Right. That's got nothing to do with anyone but the New York Post.
77 minutes is too long. That's too long for sex. Okay,
He can't be having sex that long. And I would argue that's too long. That's too long for a sexual encounter
behind
that's
an open door of a Nissan Pathfinder.
That's not, no one's comfortable. If it's a Nissan Leaf.
Yeah, we're not doing anything in the environment there.
Well, that's a different story because it's electric, like his lovemaking style.
That's right.
77
this guy's
minutes.
A machinist.
Later. 13 days later, is that a movie?
Mm-hmm.
Investigators from Pokorny's office. That name is
the
just
Pokorny
funny.
Pokorny investigators.
Pokorny's office. Observe, because it's got poke and horny both in the name.
Poke and horny.
Observe the man bring the woman to the same Metro North facility for an extended lunch.
Folks.
Quote unquote.
Extended lunch.
In air quotes.
Was there dessert?
He ate out, mm-hmm. If you know what I mean. Hey! If you catch my drift, New York Post. Investigators caught the machinist taking a longer than permitted lunch break off MTA property on five other occasions, including one meeting with a female companion that lasted more than 3 hours. He already has a 77-minute tryst.
Yeah, this is now 3 hours.
That's what we call sending the train into the tunnel for some repairs,
if you know what I mean.
Yeah. But the couple's afternoon delights were hardly confined to work hours.
Yes. They were extended to overtime hours. That's why everyone's so mad about this.
Abundantly clear. No one is angry about this except for you, New York Post. The machinist's daytime shifts typically ended 6 hours before his overtime shifts, in between which he was permitted to go home and rest. But of course,
he went home and then he got ready to come out and do his resting.
That's right. A 3 hour stop at a parking slot in West Street in Peekskill. This guy is romantic.
He's like, behind the door of this Pathfinder. We're
meet me in this parking lot. Don't say I don't take you to nice places.
Get into this dried out riverbed.
Come on. I'm a machinist. I'm a romantic.
We're only 15 feet from the old tracks over there.
So there's my overtime. I'm getting time and a half. Bend over. On four instances, the OIG observed the man drive off with the woman after leaving the MTA's truck at the lot.
So he left it at the lot to be like, I'm here, and right. Then he took
so,
off.
But what? Now let me just posit this theory, because I don't know if this is true. But what if she's his life coach?
Yeah.
And she's talking to him about
unlocking the potential
if
that
if you
has.
Know what we mean.
There you go.
The GPS data showed the man returning a few hours later to drive the truck back to work. She's a life coach.
Yeah, definitely.
She's getting him psyched up to go back That's for right. overtime. Under MTA regulations, agency vehicles must be driven to work and back home via the most direct way possible.
I love that the New York Post is nailing this guy on a technicality. And speaking of getting nailed on a technicality,
folks,
yet
IG investigators identified dozens of additional times the man used his MTA issued vehicle on days driving to the West Street lot or nearby rail crossing on 32 separate occasions and leaving it there overnight.
Yeah, we get it. He's having an affair.
That's okay. It.
You called that out.
Is this really what we need to be going nuts about right now in this country?
Let me ask.
Are they storming the Capitol?
Did they take her car to then try and stop the electoral process?
Are they storming the Capitol? I mean, he may have entered her rotunda, but maybe. I don't think they're storming the
he
Capitol.
He probably vandalized it pretty
if you
apparently.
Know what we mean.
Yeah.
Right? He planted his flag in there.
Yeah.
Confronted by investigators, the machinist pleaded ignorance of the railroad's policy on use of company vehicles.
Look, how am I supposed to know their policy?
I've only worked here for 25 years, a quarter of a century. How am I supposed to know what their vehicle policy
is? I'm assuming you can take their trucks and park them somewhere and go off for hours every day and have an affair.
Show me where it says you can. Oh, right here?
Okay.
Fine. Right here
then
in the
front.
Okay,
no. That is my mistake.
How am I supposed to know that, though?
Yeah.
He also claimed to have only begun parking the car away from home when the COVID-19 pandemic hit to protect a family member with an underlying health condition.
Is that family member your wife?
That's,
maybe.
I think it could be.
Or is that family member your penis, if you know what we mean?
Family member, New York Post. In reality, the man had been making hours-long stops on the way between home and work since 2019, GPS data showed, according to the report.
You got some explaining to do.
He was brought up on disciplinary charges in December and resigned after a January 20th disciplinary hearing. He resigned.
Yeah.
But during a short recess in the hearing, he drove to an abandoned warehouse and made love to an unauthorized woman next to a Toyota Tacoma.
Door was open.
Hatch was down.
When the door's open, don't come snooping.
Yeah, that's right.
Metro North has zero tolerance for theft or time appropriation of resources for personal use.
Yeah, Metro North has always been such sticklers for not wasting anyone's time.
Yeah,
we've never stood on a Metro North platform and waited an extra 30 minutes for a train to come.
Yeah, they're like Germany over there.
Yeah.
Everything runs on time, huh?
Yeah, all the trains run to the minute, right? There's never been a time in a boiling hot
tunnel where we waited for 45 minutes
for a Metro North train. This employee was suspended without pay and subsequently resigned, and we are reviewing ways to improve accountability. Good for you, Metro North, taking a hard stand against one man's happiness.
That's right.
I guarantee you no one missed him on the job, and he was probably happy for the first time in his miserable life.
The rail yard Romeo.
Shut up, New York.
Shut up!
The fact that you call this guy the rail yard Romeo.
Listen to what they then say next.
Was snared amid a years-long crackdown by the OIG's office on overtime cheats. And that's not the only thing he was cheating on, folks.
If you know what we mean.
I think you know what we mean.
And this is a show, and that's how we do
it. There you go.
There you go, guys. Stay connected. Stay protected. Don't get infected.
This is not a hoax, but we got the jokes. We'll see you Saturday night, live Dumb People Town. And then we'll see you in March, on March 20th, for live stand-up and live cheap seats. Thanks for joining us for all this stuff. We love you guys. It's our community, and we're out. La-dee-da. La di da da da. In my car. Star Bands Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.